The suit by attorneys general in Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Pennsylvania is asking a federal court for an injunction that would close two Chicago locks that feed into Lake Michigan. It's the second attempt this year to get courts to intervene. The first, which used a different strategy, was denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says this latest move has a better chance of success, in part because during the first court battle, states had to rely on DNA evidence of Asian carp nearing the Great Lakes.
It's no longer hypothetical. In late June of this year, not too long ago, an actual Asian carp was found beyond all the barriers within 6 miles of Lake Michigan with nothing to stop the carp from getting into the Great Lakes.
Van Hollen says whatever the federal district court decides will likely be appealed and could end up back before the U.S. Supreme Court. He says he hopes the process moves quickly, since without court action, the Great Lakes ecology and economy could suffer.
Obviously, we don't know what significant mass or critical mass would be of them getting into the Great Lakes when it would no longer do us any good to fight because it would be too late.
The lawsuit also asks the court to order the installation of nets, screens, and other physical barriers to block carp. It would also order the Corps of Engineers to study options for permanently separating Chicago's canal system from the Great Lakes. Right now, that system links the lakes to the Mississippi River Basin, where the giant fish are thriving. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.